Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin. With me is Dr. Nicola Bird, and today we're going to talk about three things that get in everyone's way when it comes to trying to achieve some degree of success. And this isn't just for diet and fitness and changing your body. This is basically anything when you're trying to reach a goal or achieve some level of success. And so should we just state the three things and then go into them? Or
absolutely.
All right, so we've determined that three major things are the relationships you have with others, the relationship you have with yourself, and then basically life stress and pressure. And those are three probably of the biggest hurdles, or at least challenges, that are going to get in your way as you're trying to move towards, in our case, the goal, a diet and fitness, a body goal, body shape goal, a fitness goal, a health goal. But it's also, but this also, whatever we talk about here is going to pertain to basically any other goal in your life too. So So these are, I'm going to follow your lead on this. I have my thoughts on it, but I'll let you start off with the relationships with others and how that can get in the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, all of our life is relationships. And we start off that way for sure. And whether it's intimate relationships, casual relationships, professional relationships, we're dealing with other people all the time. And we can spend a lot of our time caught up in our relationships and looking to our relationships for our value, to determine our well-being, and for our emotional stability, or just emotional state of being. So if somebody does something, oh, they've made me mad, or they've made me this, or you're blaming the world, or the world's the problem. And so a lot of our definition can come from our relationships with others. When we're focusing on our diet and our fitness program, and trying to achieve our goals in terms of diet, fitness, physical well-being, our relationships are very important, because our body is what we put to the world, and our face is what we put to the world, and it's how we're visually seen. And so our relationships can really, they can really impact how we feel about ourselves, how we think of ourselves, how we see ourselves. And when we're getting, when relationships go up and down, or we have, or are problematic or critical or negative,
or don't meet expectations,
disappointments, or lack, or even lack of them.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Right. Then we will be facing, they will trigger a whole bunch of emotions in us that we have to deal with, and they can really get in the way of us moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing we've seen over and over again is some amount of negative backlash as you get in shape. And people don't expect this to happen, but it happens. And you'll never be able to guess who it's going to come from. Someone who's really close to you, who you thought would be your biggest supporter, could turn into a real drag, like, because they're either jealous, or your changing of your body brings up insecurities in themselves, and then they kind of take on a passive-aggressive attitude, or kind of almost make fun of your success because it's causing them to feel self-conscious. So, and then somebody you didn't know, or didn't know was noticing you, could become your biggest supporter. So you could get thrown a few curveballs with your relationships. And we've seen this happen over and over again. Lots of people I've coached. It's one thing I ask them when they really start to change. I'm like, hey, so how are the people in your life? And you never know. You'll never be able to guess who's going to be on your side and who's going to be kind of not as supportive as you'd hoped. And again, it has nothing to do with you. That's, if someone does have a negative reaction towards your actual success at changing your body, that's because it's causing something in them. But then that in turn will cause trouble with you, because you don't want that relationship to go sour. You know, it creates a challenge. Like, what do you do in that spot? So that's something definitely that can be a challenge, is relationships with others, or a spouse, like someone you're living with who's wants to eat and not exercise, or eat in a way that's not conducive to you, the change you're trying to make. And you're trying to, you don't want to tell them what to do, but they don't want to tell, but you're hoping for support. And then it becomes this, well, I want to eat this because I just enjoy it. And you want to do something else for the longer term goal of how it changes your body. So now there's this friction. So actually, I think this is the number one out of all of it that no one ever talks about, is why it's hard to get in shape and stay in shape, is because you kind of need everyone around you to change with you. Maybe not their body, but they're definitely their minds.
Oh no, the social aspect is huge in terms of our emotional relationship. And if you've been socializing, interacting with people who are functioning in a way that would do a disservice to you, and you're changing, it's going to be a problem for you. You can get a lot of social pressure to be di when you're changing. Like if you are modifying your diet or your alcohol consumption and stuff like that, for instance,
Or you're
and
just
then
scaling up the amount of time you spend working out and
right and things like that, you're not there. You can you're once you're changing, it's going to affect your relationships. And like you said, it can be very surprising. And when a lot of our, I mean, relationships are very important to us, getting support, needing support. And if we're getting negative feedback, especially from people that we seek validation from, it's very diminishing. And if someone is sabotaging you, going out of their way, being to be unsupportive, then and you're also going through your own self-doubts or fears or things like that.
Yeah, you're in a pretty fragile state to begin with. You can't afford
Yes,
to
you are.
have, it's really tricky to have a couple people trying to cut your legs out from under you, and especially people you were hoping to be supportive, not the
Yes.
reverse. So, that could totally sabotage your whole process right there.
Absolutely. And like say if you're in a, if a person is you're trying to exercise and you're with someone and they're getting jealous, they're going to try and dissuade you or even preoccupy you, and you need support. I mean, to accomplish these goals, you have to overcome a lot within yourself, so you will need support. You'll look for support. So it's very trying when relationships come in when you're, like you said, fragile or vulnerable, or even struggling and having difficulty, and your relationships are unsupportive, and you're not getting what you need from them to
That's
provide that support when you're struggling to support your own
yeah,
self
this
and what
process
you
is
go
hard
through.
enough as it is. Having a bunch of people
Yes.
hold you back and tease you with food and just do everything the wrong direction,
Yes.
that could be enough to just stop you dead in your tracks.
I mean, sometimes I'll hear from people that it just even as simple as just socialization, if they're just going out with friends and their friends, everybody's ordering a lot of food and like, why aren't you ordering? And things that it can be that simple, that small. Like, I can't go out and eat with people anymore because they're eating more than I am and I feel uncomfortable and they're putting pressure on me. Like it can be so small. At work, everybody's going out for this and you're not joining anymore. So that social pressure and fitting in and being part of a group is really huge in one of the challenges we will face and have to overcome. And it can be very harrowing and hard because relationships form such a big part of our life. And if they change, and if we're scared of important relationships changing as a result of our personal change, it can be really keep set you back
I guess
and demotivate you.
the one thing I would say is, from what I've seen, is this is when you see who your real friends are.
Yes, you do.
And whether or not it reveals itself in a way that you kind of weren't expecting, that's just what happens. Like, the people who are going to support you are going to support you, and the people who aren't, they kind of aren't. I mean, you can't really force them. You can't force it out
No.
of the people you want it to happen. It's going to happen out of the people who are going to do it.
But and we can also talk about relationships in terms of like just being in toxic relationships
Oh,
anyway,
right.
right? I mean, you can just when you start to create change for yourself, it can really highlight a toxic relationship that was normal. You didn't even realize it before. And then you can start seeing like this isn't good and this isn't healthy because you're changing. Because when you if you're trying to grow, improve your life, get better, things like that, you're going to have to be changing your mindsets. You're doing things for yourself to better yourself, to improve yourself, and so you have to change some of your thinking. And if you start to think more positively and be motivated, and then you're getting someone who is just like knocking you down or being critical or because you're now trying to make a change, it really might highlight how toxic these relationships really are that you might not have.
I see. It doesn't even show itself until you're trying to do something.
Until you're trying to do something and suddenly you're starting to realize, whoa,
Yeah.
And so, and then that can scare you. Some people backtrack on sustaining change for that reason because they realize the impact. And but it's if it's happening, and you then need to pay attention to all that's going around with you. So change really is not going to just happen in one direction only, but it's going to affect many different areas of life. We can change without things around us also having to change with us. And if they're not going in the direction with us, we will have to deal with that and pass through that discomfort or fear or even loss of relationships. And that can be really hard. And then as a result, demotivate or just stop you in the tracks or stop you from going forward. But you really have to decide that you're how much you value yourself and how much you're worth, and that you really deserve to be well and feel good. And
And make
with the
this
talk
change even if it comes with the either the expense of a
price.
relationship or two, or at
Yes.
least the sort of a major change in some of them, which leads us to the next thing, the change in the
Yes.
relationship with yourself.
Woo! That's my
Okay, so
favorite
let's, well, then.
because of course that's what I work, that's my work, that's what I'm doing all the time, and that's a cornerstone of my work, our relationship with ourselves. And yes, we can get spend a whole lot of time getting caught up in our relationships with the world, which is what most people do. Focus a lot of their attention on what he or she is doing or not doing, what they didn't do, what they didn't say, how they were, why they weren't this way, and complain. And we don't spend enough time realizing how we are with ourselves. What is our relationship with ourselves? Are we good to ourselves? Are we good to ourselves when we are eating more than we need to eat and abusing ourselves with food, overeating? Are we having a good relationship with ourselves when we don't exercise and take care of our bodies? We're not. And that will just be if we're overeating or eating things that aren't healthy for us or not getting exercise that we need and not taking care of our bodies, that will reflect our relationship with ourselves is not on point in terms of really taking care of ourselves or valuing ourselves. And we really do need to focus on that. What is our relationship with self? Is it healthy? Are we supporting ourselves? Are we being compassionate, kind, caring, loving to ourselves? Because to really sustain, I think, a healthy program, being on board with yourself in terms of cheering yourself on, liking yourself, taking good care of yourself, that's the core. That's cornerstone. And that is necessary for you to even deal with the first one,
Well, I was just about to
relationships with
say, like,
others.
you're gonna have a hard time dealing with the first one if you haven't dealt with yourself. Like dealing with others. When we say the
Absolutely.
first one, we mean our relationships with
Relationships with
others.
others. Because if you're looking for others to validate you, to make you feel good about yourself, so that you're eating well, you're doing this, and you want others to get their approval, you want to have a body that's attractive so you can have people say validate you, then you're going to find yourself in a very precarious and vulnerable position because it's not really going to work. Because there are a lot of critical people out there, and their criticism doesn't reflect you or it reflects them, but they're projecting it onto you. And if you take it on because you already don't have a good relationship with yourself, or you rely on those relationships for your sense of value, like I said, then you're going to have a real problem managing, sustaining or your success or maintaining it because you are relying on something that you don't control, which is other people,
Yeah,
but you
you
can
can't
control.
leave it up to them.
No, you can't. And you can't leave it up to them to validate you. And when you're going to go through this poor relationship with yourself, and you're sustaining a poor relationship with yourself, and you're not working on that level, it can really knock you down. It can really keep you demotivated, stop you in your tracks, and sabotage your success. So it's really, really important. The one thing you definitely can control is your relationship with yourself. You have to spend some time being with yourself, some self-awareness with yourself, and caring for your emotions. So, and by doing that, you're allowing yourself, giving yourself the permission to be good to yourself, number one, and that can really help you keep on your program. and help you manage the difficulties in your relationships
with others.
With others,
right.
Because you can fall back on yourself. And this is, you know, I'm talking in theory now. It's tough. You know, when being with yourself isn't just being with yourself when everything is wonderful, it's being with yourself when everything is miserable.
Yeah, it's both. It's both. You can't just, like, be there for the good stuff and just check out when it gets tough.
No, you can't. And these relationships, the relationship we have with ourselves, can be very hard to see as well. Mm-hmm. You can see what others are doing. They said something mean. They did this. They did that. Are you aware when you're being mean with yourself?
Yeah, and you know what's, and that's that thing where you can kind of guess at everyone else except yourself.
Right.
So you can, like, see people and how they interact with other people, but you can see how they treat themselves and what they think of themselves. It's so clear. Like, you can probably pin down all of your friends in, like, two sentences, like, how they are.
Yes.
And then, but you're the only person you don't really get. And that's, it's kind of like you can predict where everyone will be in 5 years, except you'll be surprised where you end up in 5 years. But if you ask all of your friends where did they think you'd be, they'd all pick you out, no problem. They'd be like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I thought you'd be doing. And that's because we're kind of hidden. Our relationship with ourselves is a bit hidden to ourselves. God, that's
right.
A lot of ourselves in that sentence.
Yes. And I know everyone listens, well, how do I pay attention to myself? I would say a very, very, very simple thing, which might sound like, what? But, and I might have mentioned it before, is just breathe. As simple as that may sound, just really breathe deep into your body, like do diaphragm breathing. You can look it up online and slow your breathing down and take a few moments just to decompress. Watch so that you're getting attuned to yourself. That's one very simple thing, and you can just spend 5 minutes. And I do have the kind of 5 minutes formula. When you're doing something as simple as, like, say, cleaning your teeth, you can just be focusing on all these things around you. You can just say, well, what am I feeling right now?
Mm.
Being aware of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice yourself, like, demotivated, rather than fight with yourself, ask yourself a kind question. What's going on with me?
Mm. What's the root of that feeling?
What's
right there?
The root of that feeling? Like, ask yourself. You may not have an answer, but ask the question.
Yeah. So it's being mindful when you're not otherwise distracted and trying to figure out why you're going through whatever feeling you're going through just at that moment.
And the thing is, like, people will say, oh yeah, but I think about myself. No, you're likely just running things in your brain. Your brain is active. You're busy. You're thinking about things. But are you really paying attention to your feelings, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
Likely not. When your brain is in overload, going on and on and on.
Yeah, it's not actively thinking. It's mindful of feelings.
It's feeling.
Totally
so like,
different things. Yeah.
And that's when I say you take a deep breath into your body, you kind of get aware that you're feeling something. Maybe you're feeling angry, maybe you're feeling hurt, maybe you're feeling upset. And so if you're dealing with these different emotions, you're facing some of the stresses you're having in your life, which is our third issue. So we're right there.
We're along to life stress.
Life stresses and pressures can get in the way of our relationship with ourselves and our relationships as well. And so we're able to build our relationship with ourselves when we're actually dealing with some of our emotional content and being mindful of it. And rather than focusing back on what everybody else is doing or all the things around us, we take some time just to be mindful or be aware of what's going on in our body, in our feelings. We can do that while we're exercising. You can breathe deep and, like, go, what's happening with me right now? What am I feeling? Am I feeling, like, demotivated? Am I feeling excited? Am I scared? Am I doubting myself? Am I beating myself up? You can create space for it in your life.
Yeah, you don't need to, like, set aside time for it. You just need to use some of the time you already have.
Right.
When you're cluttering it up thinking about nonsense.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Think about what, and things that you want to watch in your relationship with self is all the things you complain about in your relationships with others, and you likely do it to yourself. Oh, this person was mean and critical and put me down and not supportive. How am I critical to myself? How am I unsupportive of myself? How do I not consider myself? How do I put myself last? So you want to watch all that you're complaining about, like I said, with others, watch how you do the same thing with yourself. People are always mean to themselves, always hard on themselves. Watch that kind of self-relationship. Take care of it. Be observant of it so that you can be much more supportive, kind, compassionate, understanding with yourself. And that helps you develop a good relationship with yourself, a loving relationship with yourself. And so you're just paying more attention to how you're talking, your self-talk, where you are emotionally. Are you spending a lot of your time feeling anxious? Are you spending a lot of time feeling angry? Are you spending a lot of time feeling insecure? Like, how much time are you spending in certain emotions? And if you're spending too much time in emotions that really are sabotaging you or not helping you, that would get in the way of your motivation, that would cause you to overeat for emotional reasons, then yes, you do want to spend that time decompressing those emotions, taking a breath, and taking care of those emotions, taking care of yourself, and doing things that are for you, not against you. And that helps to keep your motivation going, caring for yourself, eating well, taking care of the emotions that cause you to overeat. And
you're basically talking about an inside-out process.
Yes, we are.
Right.
We are.
And then how does this lead into life stress and just the pressures of life in general?
Yeah, and the pressures of life, we have a hard time managing the pressures of life when we have a poor relationship with ourselves. Mm. We have a hard time managing the pressures of life when our relationships are poor as well, that are actually, and stress is coming from our relationships as well. Mm-hmm. So the stress can come from our relationships, from work, from just the necessities of life, and the pressures also, and people don't think about this a lot, the pressures come from our relationship with ourselves. A lot of pressure comes from our relationship with ourselves because we're not managing all the things around us. And again, then we can feel overtaxed, overtired, overburdened. Then we don't exercise. Then we don't take care of ourselves. Then we overeat. All those things really and get in the way of us maintaining good stuff for ourselves. So when we're having pressures with life, we want to be seeing, I'm still going to take it back to the self. Like, how are we interpreting these pressures? How are we dealing with them? How are we coping? If you're always anxious, if you're getting scared too much, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you need to be able to face some of these emotions that you're having and manage those emotions. And again, exactly through the way I said, by practicing breathing techniques, being mindful of what emotions keep coming up. We tend to be very rooted in a set of emotions that are specific to us. So a person who responds with anxiety is going to be repetitively anxious, no matter what the situation is. So if you're like that, you want to be aware of that, and then small continual things throughout the day to work on that, to again decompress, find a calm place, do things to actually manage that. If you're really insecure, it pops up. If fear comes up, we tend to have systemic emotions that are very nuanced to our own specific personality and who we are,
that's kind of what I was getting at when you can see it in somebody else.
Yes.
It's kind of like you've got a friend you recognize that kind of seems to be the laid back one who rolls with the punches. You've got one that seems to be high strung. You've got a friend who's you know, kind of playing the victim role. Like you can see it in everyone else, but you got to spend the time to see it in yourself, is I guess what you're getting. And that leads into how you deal with everyone else and how you deal with your own life stress.
Exactly. And these things are what all these three intersect all the time. They're not separate. They're all interacting all the time together. Relationship with ourselves, relationship with others, the stress and pressures of life. They're always intersecting and interacting.
And the key is the relationship with yourself, which is how you manage the others.
The others, and that's what you can control. Mm-hmm. And that's what helps us to succeed. And again, sustain to manage our demotivation or to manage the emotions that cause us to eat for reasons other than hunger. And that's what's going to sabotage us in one, getting out the gate or sustaining the change and being the best we can for ourselves, which is what we're trying to do here. Really, you know, be fit, be well, keep fit, keep well, and look the best we can and feel good about ourselves. That's why you're everyone's here. That's what they're trying to do.
Right.
So all of these things have to come together for us to really get that success going.
All right, so I guess that's a good place to leave it, and I guess the final note is, or at least to reiterate, it's your relationships with others. Be aware that these are going to be the major challenges.
Challenges, yeah.
Life stress and your relationship with others are gonna see those as the major challenge. But the thing that underpins both of them is your relationship with yourself. So you got to take time to work on that part.
Absolutely, and you're worth it.
All right, so let's leave it at that. So for Nicola Bird, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.